90.5 WKAR and current state. When a new movie comes out, one of the crucial marketing elements is the poster. The images, the words, even the fonts can be crucial to the studio's hopes of getting moviegoers into the theaters. One filmmaker who truly understands the importance of the poster is Spike Lee. Current state Scott Pohl is here with the story of an artist who's created many of the most iconic movie posters of the last half century. Who is Art Sims, Scott?
Well, Mark, Art Sims has been an artist pretty much his whole life, with extensive training at Detroit Castech High School and Michigan State University. His career has included dozens of record covers and movie posters over the years, plus he has his own design company. The MSU Museum has an exhibition of his work with Spike Lee through the end of April. Along with the posters, you can see books filled with Sims' earliest visions for each of the projects and how those ideas evolved into the final product. Sims says Spike Lee is involved every step of the way.
Spike is unique as a director because he's able to not only direct films, but he's also a commercial creative advertising executive. Spike owns an ad agency, Spike DDB. So he's unique in the fact that he can also make direct a film, but he can help market a film. So he understands the visual components that you come together to make a project. But from the very beginning, Spike would look at 100, 200, whatever it took, and he would say, yeah, all right, I like this. Like, for example, when we worked on, Jungle Fever, we talked about doing a photo shoot with Wesley Snipes, with his lead actress.
You got with me, spite your family. Because you were curious about black.
Is that what you think it was?
Yeah, I do. And I was curious about white.
He was going to be kissing her hand and things like that. Those are ideas that me and Spike talked about that we thought possibly could be the key art for the film. But Spike was very, very hands-on in terms of how his images looked and how we worked together. I told Spike many times, I said, you and me are kind of like Paul McCartney and John Lennon. We're a duet of creative people. We're a team. And when we work together, we come up with wonderful images.
Art Sims is an artist who's behind many of the posters you've seen promoting movies, largely by Spike Lee. And I wanted to bring up the question of what the role is. What's the job of a movie poster?
I think the job of the poster is, one, still image that represents 90 minutes of movie scene. And that's tough to do because a story, as you know, takes 90 minutes to see the film and you have so many perceptions. But here's another point. We're trying to reach a consumer. If we're selling a comedy and it's a story about, say, Do the Right Thing, which is about a neighborhood of kids going through lifestyle growing up, but there's certain civil issues that are occurring in that community. How do you sell that image? How do you make an image that doesn't offend people? How do you make an image that makes people happy or makes them sad? That's the real trick to key art. One image that reflects 90 minutes of movie, and that's done through a lot of the different ideas and sketches, but also too, the demographics of the film. Who is the age group? Is it 18 to 35? Okay. Is it primary males or females? See, a lot of creative people nowadays, as you see ad agencies, they do cool images, but they're not selling. Oh, that looks great. That's cool. But why do I want to see this? Now, we add a tagline to the image that we create that kind of defines what the movie is about. Like on Do the Right Thing, the tagline, it's the hottest day of the summer. You can do nothing, or you can do something, or you can do the right thing.
What are they doing? What are they doing? Get them out of there. That's my place. That's my place.
Those tags sometimes tell you it's a movie about the summer. It's a story about some people that live in this community, what's going to happen in this community. So those are all things that I have to measure out from the creative standpoint to make sure that I make the CBS or Warner Brothers or Universal happy that I'm developing an image that they like.
In looking at these images at the MSU Museum of your posters, there's a lot of intensity in the graphics, and yet the simplest and perhaps most powerful of them all in this exhibit is the poster for the Malcolm X movie. Black poster filled with the letter X. and the release date at the bottom of the X. That's a striking image in its simplicity.
Yes, here's the thing about, as you know, when Spike was developing Malcolm X, Spike came out with a baseball cap that was black and had a silver X in the beginning. And so that became a phenomenon. And, you know, I told Spike all the time, I said, Spike, you can't, one thing I would recommend you do is that if there's any way that you can put a circle around the X, because you can't copyright a alphabet, but it became so popular with the silver X on a black cap with a little picture of Malcolm X that everybody was buying these caps, X, all over the world. It became a phenomenon. And when we were developing the campaign for the film, I was talking with Warner Brothers, with Joel Wayne, we were talking about what do we do. So I came up with a number of different images. And one of the key images, when I was talking with Joel Wayne, also I was working with Denzel Washington, and Denzel said, and we were all talking about, who are we targeting? Are we targeting, there were four Malcolms in that movie. There's a young Malcolm, there was a angry Malcolm, there was a old Malcolm, and a radical Malcolm, four of them.
Before there was any such thing as a Republican or a Democrat, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Mason or an Elk, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Jew or a Christian, we were black people. In fact, before there was any such place as America, we were black. And after America has long passed from the scene, there will still be black people.
We're trying to decide, who do we target? And I did some images with Denzel in Egypt with the Nation of Islam. I did images of Denzel with the Nation of Islam in a community in New York City. I did so many different images. And, you know, everybody looked at the images, which were beautiful. And Denzel, Joel Wayne, and Spike already said, you know, it's going to be too complicated trying to pick with Malcolm. We did one image that was so amazing. We did a logo with a X that was wrapped in the American flag. And we put Denzel in front of it, but behind that X in the American flag, we set it on fire. And I showed it to Joel Wayne at Warner Brothers. He loved it. He said, oh my God, this is one of the most amazing images I've ever seen. He showed it to everybody. He said, the problem, Art, is that if we use that image and we show it in Mississippi, we're going to have people burning crosses at the theater. We're going to have riots. You know, because sewing the X with the American flag on fire was like direct insult. You know? So at the end of the day, Denzel, Spike, Joel Wayne, the marketing people at Warner, we all decided, let's go back to the silver X with the black background. And it's one of the most, and here's another thing that's so unique. Nike is a great ad agency. Nike's done some great work. And we were trying to come up with an image that was as simplistic as a Nike campaign, but as powerful as, and I think X achieved that comparison compared to some of the great campaigns they were doing as well. So I think we did a good job.
We have 8 posters from Spike Lee films in this exhibition, but you've done much more film work than that.
That's correct. I've worked with John Killick. I did a movie called Skins, which is about Indians. And John is one of the top producers. He's won like 3 Oscars. I've worked with another gentleman of the Hughes Brothers. I did a movie called Menace to Society. Everybody knows the Hughes Brothers. They're one of the most successful director teams in the film industry. I worked with another famous director, Abel Ferrara, amazing Italian director. We're still good friends. I worked with him. He did a movie called King of New York for him. I did New Jack City with Wesley Snipes, directed for Warner Brothers. Wonderful, amazing project I worked on. I worked with Mario Van Peebles. I just did the recent campaign with George Lucas. I worked directly with George. And did Red Tails, which is a story about the Tuskegee Airmen. George and them, that was actually the last poster, key art, that was ever done for George Lucas, because after that, too, we did, he retired, and he sold Lucas to Disney, as you know. Also worked with, you know, Steven Spielberg. So I work with quite a few directors and producers other than Spike. That just this show, we didn't have enough room. I've done over 50 one sheets in my career, so we don't have enough room to put them all up.
Next exhibition, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the next one. Yeah.
One last question. I'm going to guess that when you were a student walking this campus, you never imagined having an exhibition in the MSU Museum. Would I be right about that?
That's exactly right. It's so funny. I was asked to do this exhibition here at my alma mater, Michigan State University.
Art Sims, yeah. Welcome back to MSU. Great pleasure meeting you.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you. It was a pleasure for you to interview me. Thank you, WKAR, for the wonderful interview and to come to me and ask me about my life and my career. If you can see some other things, you can go to AIGA, American Institute of Graphic Design. You can see there's a film project they did about me. And there's a book that's coming out called Separate Cinema that's coming out that has about maybe 8 of the one sheets that I've done over my life that's in the bookstores right now. But thank you and so much, Scott. It was wonderful to do this radio interview.
The MSU Museum is hosting an exhibition of works by Art Sims that are from movies made by Spike Lee. The exhibition is called Movies and Messages, the movie posters of Art Sims. You can see it at the MSU Museum through April 30th. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.